Blog Talk Radio.
I got a sick reputation for handling broads. All I need is me a few seconds and more. And it's a wrap. Tell the lady bring my lap. And I ain't coming back, so you can put a car right there. I'm the truth, and I ain't got nothing to prove. And you can ask anybody, cause they seen me do it. Barricades, I run right through them. I'm used to them. Throw all the dirt you want. No, you don't. Still won't have a pen up in a fabulous room. Bone her back, picking out a basket of fruit.
I love you, bro.
Yeah, freaking Petey, love you too. You know how I do.
Welcome to the XAF Big Mama's Truth, not the kind of truth you're accustomed to, but the kind of truth you damn well deserve to hear. This is Offline Big Mama from Offline Productions, and I'm just here to say Happy New Year for all y'all who still coming down from that high from last night where you was twisted, listed, and trying to miss it. I'm just here just trying to help you into a revelation of how last year went through. Did we have a good time? Did we have a bad time? What were our ups? What were our downs? How many of us stayed in the movies? How many of us stayed at home? How many of us made accomplishments and some of us who didn't do anything making new plans for the 2017 to make it better? I mean, there's a lot of things that we could discuss when it comes down to it. For 2016, what can you say your goals and your accomplishments were? What were your downfalls and what are some of the things that you need to do? So instead of having a whole bunch of questions and answers tonight, we're going to do a little playback of 2016 and seeing where Offline has transformed. You know how I like to say, you know, love plus passion equals power. Two halves of a butterfly equal one whole, and you have to dare to fly. And with the butterfly, you have to believe in transforming transmission and being able to transpire. So with that being said, the Formation by Beyonce is going to kick off this show, and then we're going to get into, you know, what did AF, Offline, transcend from January? How did my cocoon crack for 2017? So let's hear Beyonce with her transformation.
What happened at the New Orleans? Bitch, I'm back. I'm popular the man.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh yeah, yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbread and collard greens, bitch. Oh yes, you best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. sauce in my bag.
Like, I see it, I want it.
Song was played because it was made in 2016 and it was one of the most controversial songs, not because of its words so much as because of its actions. And when she released it in the Super Bowl, causing all of this commotion, and you know what? I still slay. I mean, for me, the song has different meaning than everybody else. Everybody was, you know, stuck on the fact of, you know, the Black Lives Matters and how that she was portraying everything. And while that was a very important issue for everybody and the world in itself, and I do not take from it, my thing was I had to learn how to bend down again and get that, you know, let's say, I slay, you know, bending down and, you know, arching that back. Because if you know all flowing, she carrying. So, you know, I had to balance. I have some in the front and the back, and I was trying to do that. So I had to get up in the gym again. That's what that was important to me. I mean, everybody else had their other reasons for why that was important to them. But for me, like, she was just showing me how I had to get in shape again. Because, you know what I'm saying, since you ain't on the pole, I mean, I'm giving up too much information again. Let's rewind it back to what happened in 2016. Can't go back to 1995. Anyhow, that was why Beyonce was important for me for that inspiration. But she did talk about a lot of things. And before I go any further about AF, I want to say, because today is Haitian Independence Day, and if you ain't got your bowl of pumpkin soup, you need to be having it on before midnight, because you know that is prosperity going on in the world. Once again, you know it. And to all my Haitian families, I wish you the best for the next future and celebrating your independence. Let's move on to what else is going on. As far as AF, yeah, let's do AF, yeah, God. 2016 has been wonderful. 2016, I co-produced a lot of events with Sin City Productions with Unseen Talent, with Motivationals, Motivationals Women's Society. I received another award for my dedication to domestic violence awareness. I elevated myself from being a shadow to also sharing the sunlight, because everyone in a shadow wants to feel the sunlight without disappearing, and I have managed to make that a possibility, because with AF, all things are possible. All Flowing Productions became official in 2016. There was a dream in 2015. It was a work in motion in 2015. It was a work in progress in 2016. And it will be a finite statue, a rock, a mountain elevated to the skies in 2017, then a monument before you can even mention it. Trust me, it's moving forward with that. All Flowing also was a radio host. Not that she wasn't a radio host before, but she ventured out on her own. Talk about me in the third person, like, you know, it's not me, but y'all go with it. All Flowing ventured out on her own in December of 2015, only to become stronger in 2016 with her own radio station called Ask AF. I'm going to tell you what the fuck I want. Developing her own dictionary. Yes. That was her. She did all of that with the help and support of all of her loving friends, not to mention Sin City Radio and Sin City Production. Also distinguished, the God stepped out and did Dish Network, which also, you know, All Flowing is always willing and always able to lend a helping hand. And also is their media production. All Flowing stepped out. It was doing media interviews in 2016. This seems to be all about AF, isn't it? Yes, because it's AF show, so get over it. What else? Highs and lows. AF stepped out on fate and left a career that she was with for 7 years to venture out to do something that she felt God put in her light in. She is prospering at it. So I left ACS after 7.5 years to venture out to do more hands-on work, and it's all been favorable. So, I mean, it's been a blessed year. I'm still on the radio. I'm still with Sin City Productions. I'm All Flowing Productions. I'm with Dish Network. I'm with Motivation Society. I'm also going out on marketing consulting, helping building your business to a better you, just one email a day at a time. So it's just like, 2016 has been the blessing. There were some highs and there were some lows, but there were more highs than lows. So, yes, you know how that all goes down. All Flowing was doing a lot. She was doing, as Rihanna said, she was working. So let's hear that, Rihanna, because, you know, say, you have to work, 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 work.
Work, 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 work. Na, 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 na. When you walk out, na, na, na. without emotion. Don't get out of the way to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon, but I know you need to get done, 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 done if you come over. Sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas tryna end me, oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You spend some time away. Now you need to forward and get me out of work, 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 work.
It's a me up in work, 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 work. You see me do my da, 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 da. So me better work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cash from my tur, 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 tur.
Yeah, man, work, 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 work. And let me tell you that I work, 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 work. I did a lot of work, 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 work. I did a lot of work, 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 work. Because nothing is accomplished unless you have the goals, ambitions, and drive. Nothing is achieved unless you are willing to put the sweat from your brows into it. Sometimes even the blood has to spill just a little bit. I mean, I got a few warrants. I shouldn't be talking about that right about now. But sometimes you just have to do what you have to do to make sure that your visions and your dreams are coming through. Because I learned the hard way that nothing is going to be given to you. Nothing comes that easy. Nothing falls in your lap. And if it falls in it too easy, it can't be true. Some things are just illusions. So, Imani for Kwanzaa. Today is the last day of Kwanzaa. And I love this day the best for me because Imani is faith, and I've been flying on faith. I've been stepping out on faith. I've been putting in this work based on faith. I've been investing in myself based on faith. Not to say that I don't have the education to back me up or the experience to back me up or the knowledge to back me up or even the peers to back me up. But none of that means anything if I don't have faith in myself and faith in my vision and faith in my dreams. So I've been stepping out. So for all of those who are celebrating Kwanzaa, I salute you and enjoy your last day of Kwanzaa. The number today is 323-870-4360. And I'm telling anyone who can call in and share what your New Year's resolution is, what your change is. I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, only for the simple fact is I break them all. Every year I say, I'm going to lose 100 pounds. I'm going to change the way I eat. And then I make a cheesecake, some baked macaroni and cheese, some collard greens, some candy yam. I mean, it's kind of even hard to even say that I'm going to change the way I'm going to lose weight when my New Year's traditional meal consists of fish with stuffing, collard greens with smoked turkey, rice and peas, the Jamaican style, because, you know, money, I'll be. And, of course, you know, sometimes the baked macaroni and cheese with the seven cheeses. And I can't forget the black-eyed peas. And most of the time I have black-eyed peas, shrimp stew. Sometimes I have black-eyed peas with turkey wing stew. So, you know, how are you going to sit there and tell the world you about to change your way? Your first meal has, like, 999,000 calories. And on top of that, you don't eat it until midnight. You know you ain't burning off no weight at midnight. I don't care if you in the club. And on top of that, you know you're taking a drink. There goes your 2 million calories right there. So we already know that. I said, I'm going to be nice to the people. I'm not going to say what comes to my mind right away. That doesn't work. As soon as the kids walk in, I'm like, yo, I can't stand y'all. Y'all need to leave. You know, and I gave birth to them. So that's not even fair to that. So, yeah, so I don't believe in New Year's resolution. I believe in, you know, letting it happen and making goals. Now, I mean, they could say resolutions are goals or the same thing, but nah. I mean, smart goals. Like, okay, let's get this business up and going. Let's make more friends. Let's be true to ourselves. Those are resolutions that I can't. Am I going to be nicer to people? Everybody says I'm already nice. To those who know me, no, I'm not going to change the way I speak. Whatever comes out my mouth comes out my mouth. And if you don't like it, oh, well, it's AF's world. Get a new one. But anyway, let's bring Zen City in, my producer, my engineer, my best friend. Her birthday was the 24th of December. So she's a Christmas baby. And we had a wild time. So come on in, Zen.
Hey, what up, y'all? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. What up, AF?
Hey, what's going on? So we're sitting here, we're talking about, you know, well, you know what we're talking about because you're the engineer. I would hope that you're the engineer listening to the show.
But yes, I'm definitely engineering.
what are the highs and lows for you personally? Before we start talking really so much societally, you know, you heard the AF history of 2016. It was kind of
I must say, AF All Flowing Productions has had an awesome year, and I'm very blessed to see the transition into it becoming more tangible and flourishing more and growing more. So I definitely want to give some kudos to you. 2016 was very interesting for everything Sin City. and fitting, I say that, because toward the end of 2016, I kind of changed things up a little bit, and I launched a new jewelry line, a new jewelry store called SinCityEverything.com. We sell Afrocentric earrings as well as other handmade things that are in production. And I re-registered my company to include that. So the name of the company actually is Everything Sin City LLC. So I'm very fortunate to be able to kind of transition myself and change and transform myself into more. Sin City Radio itself has seen some great progression in terms of partnerships, possibilities for new shows and interviews, and things like that coming up in the new year, as well as new sponsorship opportunities, both giving sponsorship as well as getting sponsorship. So that's awesome. Sin City Productions has already locked in for March, which is Women's History Month, the next My Story, The Vision of Truth. So I must say that the progress has been wild and crazy, to say the least. I'm very, 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 very busy, and it's crazy to know how busy I really am some days. I really don't even have 2 minutes to myself, but you know, you gotta grind how you gotta grind. I spent a lot of time in past years just kind of sitting and waiting and hoping and, you know, kind of not trying not to ruffle too many feathers, because I personally am very ambitious and I want what I want out of life, and I used to sit back and kind of just, you know, so not to, I don't know if you've ever done that, but so not to cause any waves and, you know, have people feel away. You know, I used to kind of
stifle yourself,
pull myself back. Yeah, I used to stifle myself
a lot. You stifle yourself,
pull myself
back,
hold back my feelings.
You don't want to take away from somebody else to shine.
Right. You know, and I'm big on support. You know, I like to support people in what they do and how they do and wherever I can help. You know, I'm definitely, you know, whatever I can do, whatever little bit I can do, I definitely want to do that. But in that, you know, I definitely stifled myself a lot, because then when you start to do things for yourself, people kind of look at you sideways. So I've learned that I don't really give a fuck about what people think about what I do for myself, and y'all don't have an opinion about it. Because when you're ready to do what you have to do for yourself, what you really need is not somebody telling you you can't do it, it's somebody trying to help you get it done. So that's who I am all the way around, and I'm very excited. I'm also a part of this network, which is great, doing the same things that I've always done, both production for myself and production for this network. So that's a great opportunity that came to me toward the end of last year as well. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited about 2017 just in terms of personal growth and professional growth for my company. So I'm very excited about that. We're going to change up a few things here on the radio show. I don't know if everybody's noticed, but We got a new logo out. Updated that at the end of the year as well. So we're making some great changes to Pushing City Radio and all of my hosts on the mat in various aspects and, you know, making it happen. The worst of 2016, you know, I like to leave it in 2016. Everybody has ups and downs. There will always be ups and downs, but the telltale sign of anything is how we let it affect us. And, you know, in hindsight, you could say anything. In hindsight, you can, you know, assess anything. And but while you're in it, you know, things are what they are. So I'll just choose to let that be and just, you know, thank the ancestors that they were with me for me to get through it and us through it because, you know, we've been through a lot too. And just ask that it continues right through 2017 and beyond.
Well, you know, we're the Wonder Twins Activate. Even though we're an entity, we are always together. We come, we don't do in the form of water, we do in the form of wine. Yes, because everything with wine, everything goes good with wine.
In the form of vodka.
Exactly. Honey,
Wonder Twins Activate.
Honey
I
Jack.
Will be.
In the form of Honey Jack and Ginger
Ale. The Honey Jack. And
yeah,
I will be the glass with ice.
Exactly. That's what Wonder Twins activate. When you put us together, nothing, and I mean nothing, is impossible because we've made it happen.
No.
I mean, the growth when our friendship has, like, it appeared out of, like, air. Like, it was, like, one day here, and then the next thing, you know, like, oh, Zip, I found the adoption papers under the dresser, and my mom says that she really didn't know how you she gave you up. She doesn't recall your birth, but here's the papers that prove you belong to this family, and
right.
You can't get out now. That's just how it is. Like,
right. Even if they were forged, it's
in
okay.
In the archives, you know.
Yes, even if they were forged, it was okay. But yeah, no, we. I mean, for 2017, we got some big plans. We got some collaborations coming up some tasty.
I told you, man, I cannot wait to talk to you. We're also developing this clone system. Yeah, Elfone is building cloningpeople2000.com because I'm going to have to be in 15 different places at 15 different times, and it's only one of me, so we're going to clone me and Sin, and you might see us in one place and hear us in another. Don't get scared. It's
right.
So that's
right,
our new
right,
company.
Definitely.
You clone motherfuckers.
We're calling them motherfuckers out here.
But no, I'm really excited about the 2 year. The sad part about what's going on in 2016, I know we like to live in 2016 alone, is we've had a tremendous amount of our talent taken away from us this year. I mean, I know a lot of people have lost their families and friends, and I feel, everybody always gets mad at me when I say this, and it's not to be facetious, but it's reality of it all. When famous people die, it does hurt. I'm not sitting here and to say, but it's less real for me in the sense that I can always pull up their memories throughout whatever. Like, they're captured in our history, whether it be by radio, whether it be by music, whether it be by video, whether it be by any means of media. You've got them. You can archive them. You can find them. I mean, you may never be able to hold them. You may never, ever be able to, you know, feel their presence in the actual pretense, but you'll feel their presence every time you watch their show or their reruns. My heart goes out to those that this year, like, who really lost those family members who they don't have that. And one of the things that I was seeing on Facebook, like, this week, you know, because I'm a stalker. I be stalking everybody. I don't give a fuck. I ain't got no life. I'm looking at yours. So what I noticed was a lot of people were giving, you know, Build-A-Bears, and they were saving, like, the person that was dying or had died in the past, their voice, and put it in the teddy bears and giving it to their loved ones. And I'm like, yo, that's, like, awesome. Because even if, I for somehow all of my archive radio stations get burned down in the 18,900 selfies I have in Facebook happen to disappear, and all of the shows that I've ever recorded just happens to be erased by miracle. I can really, like, really say some things. So what I'm thinking of, right, is I'm going to start recording shit that I want to be stuffed in teddy bears for different people. So, like, the children
that
I raise, I'm going to have, like, get the fuck out of my room, you bastard, put into a teddy bear. And every time they hear that, they're going to be like, oh, my God, that's my mother. Oh, I miss her.
Oh, my goodness.
You know? Oh, you know, like, what the fuck? This is AF. I say what I want. And, like, you know, and, like, Nadia, I love her. So, you know what? I would have a teddy bear made just for her that just said befoogle. It befoogles me how the fuck you didn't know I was there. Like, I mean, I think that should be my new business. Like, in all honesty, come on. Like, you would never think I was going, anytime you got down or sad, because you know I'm the sunshine in everybody's life. So you down, you like, damn, I'm missing AF. Like, her radio station comes on every Sunday at 8 p.m. and it's not there no more. Like, what do I do? You grab the teddy bear and be like, yo, this is all flowing, Big Mama. What you talking about? Fuck you. And you would know it was for me. No?
No? It sounds like a great idea, AF.
I think it's a good idea. If you think it's a good idea that AF leaves all her sayings, you leave a saying that you want in a teddy bear on my Facebook page, at AF, Big Mama Truth, and I'm going to record it, put it in a teddy bear, and that's for you. When I die, you get it. Don't be looking for it no time soon, because the bitch is trying to live to 116. I ain't planning on dying unless I'm dying on a dick. Sorry to hurt your feelings. Sorry.
Did you just say that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's my
dojo.
I'm going to tell the truth. Listen, 116. And I want to be screwing. I don't want to die. I don't want a natural quiet death. I want something to go, oh.
Hello.
Hey.
That's right.
But, yeah, so, but we did have, I mean, we did lose a lot of greats this year.
We did.
Somebody told me it was really funny. Somebody told me that they sent out a warning to everybody to safeguard Betty Wright because she can't go nowhere.
Listen, there's a couple of people that, like, by the last 2 days of 2016, I was like, listen, y'all need to bubble wrap these motherfuckers. Betty White
exactly.
And Stevie Wonder.
That's right. They was like, these motherfuckers is old as dirt, and they still got all of their faculty.
Listen, those
they
two,
need to
those
be
two.
Bubble wrapped.
Betty White, Stevie Wonder, even Cicely Tyson is like, hold on.
Definitely. She doesn't believe in an award from Obama. I'm like, fuck what you heard, and you're mad because I want to be the 116th. I want to be them. So in order to be them, I need them to still be here. So let's all get this bubble. That's my next adventure. I'm going to get the bubble. You want to join me? We can make this. We can bubble a bunch of olds in. We're going to have to kidnap them, though. That's going to kind of cause a felony. But still, we're going to bubble wrap them and just have them all fucking displayed. That's it. We
It's 2017 now. They survived. They survived, you know,
oh, you
the MVP 2017? Of 2016. No, no, no. They survived
so
the MVP
the end of
2016, the Grim Reaper.
So, okay,
you know,
so you want to wait till 2017 before we start this business. All right, I feel you. You don't want it to be out there.
Yeah.
But it just so happens that Betty Wright just happens to disappear. We didn't have anything to do with it. Okay. All right. I feel you. I understand.
Yeah,
because
I'm like, listen, they
stopped out.
At the end,
start the bubbling.
Listen, I was in the wee hours, I was just like, yo, let's hold on. They survived the MVP of 2016, the Grim Reaper, because that motherfucker was the MVP. And, yeah, you know, he didn't take a couple of people that we really wanted his ass to fucking take. But, you know, it's all good, you know. He can
well,
he can
we
going to
talk about that. We're going to talk about that, you know. We got, like, you know, let's before we even get into that term, we have to discuss, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, has been going on. And I think the problem that we had this year with Black Lives Matter was the people taking away from our right to say Black Lives
uh-huh.
Matter. One of the comedians, I love him, what you call it, his last name is Shay Matters or whatever. He was on it, he said it the best. He was like, people are getting upset because, you know, we're screaming Black Lives Matter. We didn't say Black Lives is the only thing that matters. We didn't say, you know, Black Lives only or White Lives Matter. We just said, you know, Black Lives Matter. Could you get that? You know what I'm saying? As opposed to
saying chicken fried rice.
Right. So, but what he said is like when you have a kid, right? And your kid comes to you and asks you, "Do you love me?" He says, "No, I love everyone." I mean, doesn't that just take away from the fact that your kid wants to know if your love is there? And he said it, when he said it, I was like, yeah, I can't buy this joke. But it in actuality, it's the truth. Instead of like, oh, well, Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Yes, all lives matter, but at this particular time, we're not killing all lives.
We're talking about
we're
the Black Lives.
We're
not
killing a lot of
white
lives. You know what I'm saying? So can we just get a little, you know, at one point in time in our history, we were considered three-fifths of a person. And I'm trying to figure out still how that works, if you're three-fifths of a person. So let's see. I have, so that means they only counted my legs and one of my arms. Because my head and my arm is considered. Basically. So, you know, so for us to actually be able to be counted as all five limbs, five-fifths of a person instead of three-fifths of a person, I think we should be able to have a 1 minute in time where we can say, listen, fuck what you heard. Black lives don't fucking matter. I mean,
That's right.
Wasn't this the year that, it was this year or last year that interracial marriages went through? I mean, not interracial, gay marriages.
It was last year. I think it was last year.
Okay.
Early last year, gay marriage got approved.
You know, we got all of.
That was 16.
That was 16, right? 16. You know what I'm saying?
I think that was 16.
Now, you don't open up the market because when men start fucking up, I start looking at bitches like, huh, boo, what's your benefit plan looking like? Because I don't have to wait for them to put a ring on it. You can put a ring on it too, boo boo. You all can get it. I mean, they should have never opened up because when they did, when it was just met, I had to focus on finding the right man who could put a ring on my finger. They don't open it up. I'm like, listen, I wasn't even gay to start with, but you know what?
I might have some tendencies.
All lives
okay.
matter. I'm going to get me a ring.
All lives matter.
I'm like, whoever brings the biggest diamond can have me. I'm good. I also need insurance. I need a good life insurance. I'm going to need a house. I'm going to need some things. I'm just going to need some things. But, I mean, we've had a lot of ups and we had a lot of things that were going on for 2016. And I think those are one of the things that are like, yay. Like, listen, open up the playing field. You know what I'm saying? Give everybody an opportunity to get a good wife in this life. I mean, not only am I a good wife, but I can get a good wife. Think about it.
Listen. I was binge watching Once Upon a Time again, you know, to kind of just finish and catch up. And there was an episode that was all about two chicks. I was like, what? Darcy and Little Red Riding Hood, who's actually a wolf. She's the person who turned into the wolf in the series. You know what I'm saying? Little Red Riding Hood has to come and give Dorothy a big old kiss on the lips to wake her up from a sleeping curse. Now, you know, to wake somebody up from a sleeping curse, it's all about true love's kiss. So,
right.
Yeah, and they were definitely slobbing it up right in front of the munchkins, okay, in Oz. I was like, wow.
Listen, don't think that same-sex love just started. They just didn't want nobody. Listen, once you gave the opportunity for us to, you know, everybody to get married, then guess what?
Yo.
It's going to come out. Everybody's going to talk about it. But it's all good because I don't hate. I'm an equal opportunity type person, and I believe everyone should have their share of love. And although I may be joking at the present time about having a wife, because I know there's a few guys out there be like, really? I didn't know she's like that. I'm not. I'm sorry. But if she does happen to step in your face with a diamond bigger than yours, then I might have to give it some consideration. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I've been out there doing anything that I shouldn't be doing, but I'm saying I'm an equal opportunity type person, and that's how I run my business. The diamond is what counts. That's all I got to say about that. Anybody
right.
feels like, oh my God, she's revealed. Like, is AF coming out the closet? No, boo. There's not a closet big enough to hold AF, so no, I'm not coming out of anybody's closet. But I'm having fun while I'm
in the hallway.
Wait.
No, Box,
me. I'm not in anybody's closet, but I'm having fun stepping out into the hallway. How about that? So,
we bring up what's going on with Trump, let's hear what other songs he got up on the turnstile. Let's bring it down a little, you know, before I start getting calls like, so you need a diamond? No.
Because you know there will be some phone calls or some text messages.
Exactly. Wait.
If you'd like to propose to AF, 323-870-4360. You can dial in right now.
Why not?
Hey,
you know what?
We take a proposal for the new year.
It doesn't matter. I'm not discriminating. It's 2017. Let's go. AF's got to be married by 2022.
She said 2022.
Oh, yeah. I got a little bit more living to live. So what do we got on the queue for the next song?
You gotta tell me, girl, what you wanna play. We got some Adele.
Oh, you know what?
We could play Adele.
You
know that song was hot.
You ain't even gotta tell me. I gotta tell you. I can tell you. Cause you know, every year we always have something. So it's like, all right. So this was another thing that made me go back to the gym because these youngins was getting on my nerves doing all of this. So you know, first we had the Cha Cha Slide. So I had the Cha Cha. Then we had the Cha Cha Slide twice. Then we had the Cha Cha Slide remix. Then we had the Cha Cha Slide something. Then we had the Cupid Shuffle. Then by the time I learned to get on beat, then it was the bubble. What's it? The bubble. What? Hubble bubble. What is it?
The what?
So I can't even think of the song. The one where you say big girls.
The wobble.
Okay, wobble, whatever. And I had to learn all
of
that shit. And by the time I got the wobble, and I just learned how to get the step in, because, you know, I could shake the ass. The ass part wasn't a problem. I could wobble, back that shit up, wobble, back that shit up. It was the step part, because, you know, I ain't got no rhythm. If I lean too much, my titties make me little to the right. And if I lean too much, my ass make me fall back. So, you know, there's a lot of problems with that. But, all right, then all of a sudden, everywhere I turn, you got a whip, and then you nay-nay. You whip, and you nay-nay. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, how is this? Who are these people and why are they trying to mess with me? And I think it really came out in 2015, but it was really blowing up in 2016. So let's just get this.
Everybody was doing
a
video.
Huh?
I thought everybody was doing a video.
Yes. And then the So Gone challenge, but I don't have a song for the So Gone. Sorry. I don't.
No, we're not doing that. Let's get that whipping that name.
Watch me, nae-nae.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me, nae-nae.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me, nae-nae.
Can you do it?
Now watch me.
Ooh,
watch
yeah.
me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Ooh, watch me. Watch me. Watch me.
Jump on, duh, jump on, duh, 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 duh,
Just like this, like where people just were doing all of this. You had the Running Man, which had nothing to do with the Running Man that we do. And
Oh my God.
Like everybody was just running.
The Running Man,
like,
challenge. I was like, what the fuck is this? This is not the Running Man.
Like, that's not the Running
what
Man.
What are y'all
man.
Doing?
The Running Man had you doing real exercise, dude. Like, you were really like Running Man. Like, that was not the Running Man.
Yeah.
You juju in with that beat. Yeah, juju in with that beat.
Right.
Yeah.
Juju with that beat.
Right. And walking the quad. Remember, Chris, walking the quad.
Everybody,
these dances have become more, and more need for oxygen in my life. So, yeah, we're not going to do those. Sorry. If I have to break more than three sweats, it's kind of personal, and it should take place under some sheets or something, not on the dance floor. I don't want to do that much work. So, but I mean, that was one. Now, also, like, I know we're gonna talk about Trump. He's gonna be like the last 5 minutes of the show. But we also have to talk about these insane rappers that came out that almost made me wanted to redefine my new career, because I was like, I could be a rapper based on this, like Panda. Like, are you serious? I don't even want to play the song, because to be honest, I really don't know what the damn words are. All I know is, you know, I got Benz and the money and the cars, and I went to the drawers and I got the horse, and you know, I'm a pimp with some chalice and dents.
Man, I was reading that shit. I didn't even know all that. That's because you was reading the lyrics.
What?
You was reading what the lyrics were supposed to be. You had to.
I don't know what the lyrics are, but he made millions. If he could do that, I could go on and just start reading Hennessy. Just read it. Yo, I got white rum and Hennessy. Got light rum and Hennessy. I got vodka and tequila. Got shots made for the dealer. Like, yo, that just made number one on, like, every radio station right now. I am, like, famous
Absolutely.
Right now. Like, they're going to be playing that and all that too. Because it didn't make any sense. What happened to telling real stories? Like, what happened to the idiot people who go on TV with on Facebook with guns and then want to understand how they got arrested. I don't understand that. Yeah,
I don't either.
I have a call,
and we're not gonna play
in.
Panda. We're just gonna skip him.
No, we're not. We're just gonna just let you know it's out there, because my head is not ready for that right now. But I do know I have a caller on the line, so let the caller in.
All right, I don't know who it is either, because I wasn't doing my job over here.
Caller, who are you?
Hi, guys. This is Ashanti. How you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm just checking in. I want to say Happy New Year. Shout out to Spin Radio. Shout out to All Flowing Productions. Shout out.
Hey.
Shout out
and,
to you,
just wanted to say
Happy
New Year. That's all. Happy
okay,
New Year. And
cool.
I look forward
happy
to a lot
night.
Of good things.
We're talking about you, too.
Huh?
Yeah.
What
I said we were just talking about you too. We were just What'd talking
you
about
say?
You. Being
What'd
we
I
said
say?
We was just, why don't you go back and you should have been listening. We said
well,
you
that
we should
have
been talking about the new collaborations.
There's a lot of
that
things
are
that
up.
Was said that I'm not repeating, because I shouldn't have said them in the first place, but you know, all fools say whatever.
Oh my
want,
God.
So it don't matter.
Y'all can't even give me a tidbit. Y'all can't give me a tidbit.
I I did. It was just, you know, we was excited about the fact that we, you know, we got some collaborations coming up in the new year,
right.
You know, and we're very excited that you're one of them, and I'm really excited to get that conversation going so we know what we're doing. That's it. That's all I was.
You know,
we were talking about 2016 and the work that's about to go in.
Like, we got some collabos, you know, Ashanti's going to be in there, you know what I'm saying, nothing like that. But you know what I'm saying. But before we get to the end of the show, because, you know, we also talked about a whole bunch of things, like, you know, marriages and all of the things that happen in the new year, you know, gay marriages, regular marriages, IAM is accepting rings from both parties, it doesn't matter, stuff like that. All those things are going on. So I just had to be there, you know, to think. So the last part of the year that we're discussing right now, which, you know, it was going on, I was preparing, right, because I had got my passport up and everything like that. I went to make sure that my house in Jamaica was still thing. And I had put in a free resignation like almost 2 years ago when I heard that he was running. Of course, my job really wouldn't accept my pre-resignation, and that's upsetting. Then I gave him a different offer, like, I could do my job from Jamaica. All I need is Skype, a camera, and you can put the clients in front of it, and we could do it. And they was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, well, Trump is going into office. And if Trump goes into office, I can't live here. It was like, you stupid. He's never going to win. I'm like, you're stupid. This man said 20-something years ago that he would run, and he did. He said he would run as a Republican because they're stupid and they'll believe everything he said.
And he
ran as a Republican. He's going to win. Nobody wants to believe me, but my boss still wouldn't give me a transfer. So people were upset. I was a little upset. You know, I went to the airport, and my tickets were already sold out, and the boat was filled. I took pictures of it on Facebook. There was no room for me. So I'm here. Stop. What is y'all opinion on the ending of 2016 with 2017 being run by Donald Trump? I almost want to say Donald Duck. Don't you? Don't you want to almost say Donald Duck?
No, I don't even want to say his name because that's like validating him as a real person. And he's like, he's such a damn scumbag. On so many levels, it's ridiculous. You know, from his overall business practices, like, first of all, you got to be a millionaire because you decided that your dad was going to give you a minuscule little loan of, like, you know, $1 million or so to start your business. And while,
yes,
you know, he built some great buildings and, you know, entertainment locations to make money, he also scammed regular people out of their money on a regular basis, like, to the point where it was ridiculous. If you could take a $983 million fucking loss on your taxes at any point in time where you haven't paid taxes in 20 years, bro, you are a scam artist. You are a scumbag.
Well, I just
want to
say about that him being president is definitely not going to impact my life on a daily basis. It's really not. You know, I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. I'm grateful to be living and have a job and have friends. And him, again, the only way I'm going to be looking for Donald Trump's assistance is if all of a sudden I wake up and there's bombs flying over my head. And, you know, that's when you look up to the president like,
well,
what do you do?
No, but that's really the concern.
Well, you ain't going to be able to look up
really
to him because he's probably going to be on the side that's shooting the bullets. But in all honesty and all realisticness, I've been telling people the same thing. I make a lot of jokes about being deported and leaving the country and going back home because Lord knows I'm going to go to my yard one day, but Trump not send me. But in all actuality, him being president doesn't really affect anyone's daily basis. The only thing that I'm concerned about is his mentality, which does affect our day-to-day interaction with people who are, like, trying to mimic him. Because the thing about it is people wanted to be regal like Obama. So a lot of times things they would do, they would change their mindset because it's like, oh, what would the president do? Like, you know, that's, you know, you saw Obama holding umbrellas for his wife, and you saw him being a gentleman, and here you got a man who's telling people that he needs to grab pussy. So with that being said, and all Mexicans are rapists. So now when I walk down my Dominican-Mexican block, I know, like, oh, my God,
one of them wants me. Nah, I don't think so. But I do think that a lot of people do mimic what they see, and as our leader, you have to elude some kind of thing. As far as running the country, it'll take him about the whole 4 years to figure out that he's not really running it. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
While he may not affect the day-to-day, I can agree to that. The concern is going to be the diplomacy he has or has not that will end up affecting us. Like, right now, like, I know people from work, you know, friends, who are, like, really depressed and fearful at the start of the year. Like, you know, it's crazy to think that this is what the damn presidency has come to, all because y'all didn't want a black man to run, and y'all now don't want a woman to run the country. Like, y'all are stupid. And I really think down deep down in my heart that he stole the whole shit, right?
It wouldn't be the first time the presidency was stolen.
Right, but my thing is that, like, he did it so fucking slick, too, because he set it up and he played
because
it's a lie. The game is rigged, and blah, blah, blah. Like, he set it up so that whatever was the outcome, they wouldn't, like, most of the people who would have second-guessed it, they really don't. Because obviously, if it went in Hillary's favor, people were going to second-guess it, like, oh, yeah, it was definitely rigged because he played it out. And then, like, they want to now hesitate on the question of whether or not it was rigged because he won. It's like, listen, this man has been fucking with this system for a long time. He told y'all exactly what was up, and y'all wasn't listening. These fucking Republicans are dumb and retarded to just let this happen.
And they fell for it. But I hate to cut it short because I have approximately 3 minutes left for this all-blowing New Year's resolution show. And so, 2016, nay or yay?
2000 what?
I would say 2016 was a yay.
It was a yay. It was a yay for me.
I
got married. I got a new job. It was a great year. It was a great year for me.
Okay. And 2016 was a yay for me as well. And as I said to y'all at the beginning of the show, there may have been many ups and downs. We have lost a lot of people. We've had a lot of controversies that have affected not just us as a people, but us as a nation. Whether it be the presidency, whether it be All Lives Matter, whether it be being able to marry your woman or your man, we all have been able to say that there has been some positive in it. If you lost someone this year, remember that their memory is always with you. And don't forget that, let me give a quick shout out to everything that's happening within the first couple of months of the new year. January 12th, we have the Haitian Memorial taking place at One Bowling Plaza.
It's the seventh annual memorial. You're paying homage to the earthquake system from 12 to 5 at the American Indian Museum. So it's at One Bowling Green downstairs in the auditorium.
It's going to be a free event.
It's going to be lots of prayers and singing and stuff like that. It's definitely free and open to the public through IHOM, thanks to them. So definitely check them out, www.ihominc.org, for all information.
March, we're going to have a My Story. It will be held at Pearl Studio.
Yep.
Yeah,
March
11th,
Saturday at, I think, 12.
At 12? You'll be watch our pages, listen to our radio stations. You will be seeing everything coming up. July 15th, 2017, we'll mark the fifth year of Healing with Words. Did I see? 2017, we'll mark the fifth year of Healing with Words.
Yes.
Not one, not two, not three, but four, but five. You will start seeing promotions and solicitations and everything else that comes on. There'll probably be a thousand other things going on in between. I believe February 24th, we have a Black Lives Matter program going on in Brooklyn by the Motivational Women's Society. The Distinguished of God will be honored there. Oh, wow. So it's going to be so many things going on AF is going to be out there. All Blown Productions is doing this consultation work as well. Hit my page to find out what that means. Any words from the people before they say goodbye to us? It's been a beautiful 2016.
Yes. Thank you both.
2017 is also a good start.
Yes.
Yes, and All Flow and Big Mama, the what is it? Just Ask AF, All Flow and Big Mama show, it will be still on Sundays, and I will have the craziest, the most realest, and I'm going to tell you how I feel no matter how who gets upset, because you know what? Everybody knows my mouth is wreck. What? Less.
Yeah, it is. All kinds of reckless.
All day, every day, and twice on what? Sunday.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, listen, that's why I don't even go to church on a Sunday. I go on a Saturday because Sunday I just can't afford to have all of my prayers not be heard.
Mm-mm. You know what? I can't with you.
No, no,
my daughter long said prayers, and I see why.
Wait, wait, no, no. My daughter said, "Ma, please don't pray for me. Ask the person next to you to pray for me." I said, "Why?" She said, "Cause you just only hit the ceiling. I'm gonna need somebody who goes a little bit higher."
Wow. And hey, we gonna use that.
Yeah. I'm gonna need somebody
who
just only hit the ceiling.
That was silly.
Oh, this is just the beginning. We only just started.
Yes, this is the first show of 2017.
Let me ask y'all a question real quick. What happens when y'all go over like this? Like, what happens?
Eventually, they cut us off.
Nothing happens. It's my fucking radio station.
Oh, that's what's up. It's
my radio station. Cam Wright.
And that's what we do.
The show is slated for 60 minutes. The show is slated for 60 minutes, but we can go. We can always go a little bit longer. We try not to because there's a difference between being live and then, you know, people having to listen to the archive to listen to behind the scenes. So this is all behind the scenes right now. It's only a few minutes, so it's A-OK. But it'll play when people listen to the archive. The whole entire show will play in its entirety, so it'll be all good. I don't know. Maybe AF might want to do a two-hour show or one-and-a-half-hour show.
We will.
Time. I don't know. Maybe we'll think about
it. I like to do.
Maybe we'll think about it.
Once or twice out of the year.
Absolutely.
But it depends on what the topics
thank
are.
You so much.
Thank you both. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Great show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on the Sin City Radio platform. You give it spice to life, and I'm very excited to have a continued relationship for you as a radio host. Fuck everybody else who don't like it. I am Sin City. You have been listening to Ask AF Big Mama's Truth. We are here every Sunday night at 8 p.m. All we can say is thanks and later.
Good night. This is AF.
True.